et saluer Tamara et Louise Burns. Et quant à moi-même, m'a dit non, passer un agréable de samedi.
One Stop Caribbean Cuisine for the best in Caribbean dishes. Come visit us and enjoy our specialties such as oxtail, jerk chicken, roti, and many more. Ask about our $8 lunch special on any chicken plates from Tuesdays to Fridays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Also try our famous crispy fried chicken dipped in our special barbecue sauce. You can order online through your preferred restaurant apps or call 514-365-3636 or enjoy a 10% discount on all in-store pickup. This don't apply to promotions. We are located at 334 Saint Jacques in Lachine. Visit us today. One Stop Caribbean Cuisine, Chef X, new location.
Blessing off a flow like a river. Blessing off a flow like a river.
Revolution.
The funk.
Revolution.
The funk.
The CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. For your mind and for your hips. This is music and sounds from the mothership. The mothership cassette archives. 25 years of funky revolutions.
Music originated from the confrontation of the struggle. So the roots really is from matter of struggle. That's where it's from. Freedom, that's what it's asking for. Acceptance, what it needs, and understanding.
You know, the funk is definitely a music that comes from your heart, and it's a music that's a continuum of the African presence in the urban world, but it comes from your heart, and it's informed by your mind. And once you create the balance of those energies, you can make somebody get it. You dig?
Thank you.
This message is intended for all Quebecers. We must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
For your mind and for your hips, this is music from the mothership, the Cassette Archives, 25 years of funky revolutions. Today, on episode 16, we continue with our series on South Africa and the development of soul, funk, and jazz in that country during apartheid. We present part 8, Soul and Exile in South Africa.
الله هو استجب يدك ريمليا وفي طلبتي واكتبني نمشي مع الزيار نمشي نزور مكة ونشوفها بعينيا حتى نضم قلبي ليها نشفي جميع الضرار
نمشي نشوف مكة والمدينة بعينيا حتى نضم قلبي ليها نشفي جميع الضرار نمشي نزور
نمشي على جناح الطيارة لطير بحيارة واستجبي يديك ريمي يا وفي طلبتي واكتبني نمشي مع الزيار.
Sur les ondes du peuple, 90,3 MF à Montréal, avec moi-même Khalid, ces rythmes internationaux dits funky, ces dernières des solutions, la révolution. Nous continuons notre exposé, notre enquête, notre écoute des sons qui ont défini le développement du soul, funk et jazz en Afrique du Sud. Partie 8 aujourd'hui, pour l'essentiel de l'émission. Et on va retourner un peu regarder l'époque, la décennie qui nous a intéressé la semaine dernière, 76, avec les massacres à Soweto, la politisation extrême d'une jeunesse et la révolte d'une population jusqu'aux années 80. La semaine dernière, nous avons vu comment le disco, en outre, aurait influencé le développement de ces musiques-là. Mais je voulais retourner un peu pour... sur certains aspects de l'exil vécu par des musiciens à partir de cette époque. Il y a une exode assez importante de jeunes qui vont soit se lier à la lutte armée en dehors du pays, soit aller en exil et continuer la création des musiciens qui auraient déjà quitté dès les années 60. Sur les ondes du peuple, 90,3 MF à Montréal de Namshi Nzour Makwa Wa Medina. On commencera avec l'Afrique, mais pas encore rendu à l'Afrique du Sud. Nous dirigeons donc aux années 70 et 80 pour finir avec ce bout du développement du soul dans les années auxquelles nous avons participé dans les dernières semaines. Mais nous allons pouvoir... par la suite, dans les prochaines émissions, arriver à retourner dans l'histoire. Et aujourd'hui, à la fin de l'émission, on va parler un peu du Festival de la musique du Maghreb. Mais avant d'y arriver, on va vraiment regarder comment le soul et le disco se sont liés avec une musique déjà existante, le Mbakamba, pour donner du disco jive. Et dans les semaines qui suivent, on va retourner dans le temps, regarder les musiques néo-traditionnelles développées dans les années 30-40 et d'autres styles de musique qui auraient influencé les temps et les sons en Afrique du Sud, jusqu'à la fin de l'apartheid. On commence donc avec Rocky Dawuni, reggae star africain du Ghana, qu'on a déjà rencontré il y a quelques années. Branches of the Same Tree, ça s'appelle, c'est le nouveau titre de l'album. Et on continue l'émission avec African Thriller, c'est sur les ondes du peuple, 90,3 MF. This is the Mothership Connection, Funky Revolutions. Thank you.
calles se pelean, piedras contra bazucazos, el ejército llegó,
ya llegó,
empuñando la granada, salgan todos de la casa. O 15, 20 muertos pero sin razón. La gente ya está cansada de ver tanta destrucción. Coches bomba en la ciudad, nos acaban de llegar directamente desde Colombia, de Israel o Pakistán. Yo no quiero ver el sol, ni siquiera me calienta. Yo no quiero ver el sol, encerrado tras las rejas. Yo no quiero ver el sol, ni siquiera me calienta.
No abuses más de la fuerza que un uniforme te da. Mira que la dignidad no tiene color de piel, tampoco clase social. La libertad no es metralla, la libertad no es violencia. La libertad es conciencia que derrumba las murallas. No queremos más prisión, no más desaparecidos. Queremos pueblos unidos en un solo corazón. Queremos que esta canción vaya trazando un destino. Obreros y campesinos, estrechemos nuestras manos. Todos juntos como hermanos, hagamos la libertad que nos dé justicia y paz a todos los mexicanos.
Thank you. African thriller. Now dance for Ruda. This is musical campaign. We gon' hit you without pain. Some of you go they complain, but they dance all keep on moving. So my people no go be long before the weak hand go make strong. Now you know say nothing be wrong to move to this tempo all night long. Now liberation music. We go do rock, 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 rock with new foundation.
Started with a ode to the Medina, religious chanting from Saudi Arabia, and then Los Acuras and their album 2-3 Karate Moves. El Sol was the song, reggae-esque but not the song announced, and then this last track, the newest album, Branches of the Same Tree, from Rocky Daouni, a gentleman we featured a few years ago when we were in our series on Ghanaian music in around 2011-2012 in Ghana and in Los Angeles, an album featuring a number of collaborations including that with Michael Franti. We heard African Thriller on CKUT 90.3 FM, part 8 today of South Africa and music series looking at the development of soul, funk and jazz. Last week we kind of brought ourselves into the 80s. I want to stay with that decade and some of the elements and then start to expand towards the jive music that was parallel to it in the 70s before in the next series of months looking at the neo-traditional music and development of various forms of music, marabi, maskanda, through the 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, leading back up to where we started with soul music. On CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, this is Funky Revolutions, and we continue with, in this next set, we're going to feature the following elements of music and sound in our next set. I won't try to interrupt it. A couple of groups, including Jabula, a very politicized group, a cultural unit of the ANC. On last week's program, we saw how the student uprising, the Black Consciousness Movement with Stephen Biko at the end of the 60s, and then the student uprising movement, especially in the 1970s, leading up to the protests in 1976 against the use of Afrikaner, even in Black South African schools, as the method of education, led to the Soweto uprisings and the massacre of hundreds of children, the exodus of political activists, especially youth, from South Africa, either joined the armed struggle on the borders of South Africa or into exile to pursue both cultural and political practice. We're going to stay with this era of 76 to 75, 76 to 1980, into the 1980s. We saw last week how the mid-80s gave us this kind of new pop music, bubblegum pop, among other things. We'll get a chance to return to that, but I wanted to kind of close the purity of soul, if you allow me that way of describing what we did in the last few weeks, which was really basically looking at how soul became introduced into South Africa and was a recording genre in and of itself through the 70s, late 60s, and into the 1980s. But in this next set, I want to play some music. There was a number of groups that were formed. And in our program last week, we saw how the ANC really realized that culture was a political tool. The act of playing soul, therefore not Black, Africanized music, was a political act in and of itself. But the political content, explicit, would be in other forms of music more often than in soul. And then some of the groups began to have more politicized ideas and performances as such. We're going to hear from Jabula Mayube, from the documentary produced in 1990, broadcast in 1990 on BBC, directed by Andy Metcalf, called South African Blues, featuring, among others, Jonas Gwangwa, Princess Patience, Robbie Stittle, Churchill Jalobe, talking about the experience of living in exile, a theme we'll return to and have already covered a little bit in previous series. This is part 8. Soul in South Africa into the 1980s, the revolutionary period. We'll also hear a really beautiful piece of poetry and performance by Chimurenga guitarist Becky Koza, still a very well-known guitarist, with a piece called Bang Bang on CKUT 90.3 FM. This is Let Us Be Free on CKUT 90.3 FM à Montréal.
Thank you.
from 1975, Jabula.
Guns in the sky. Across the street I ran, I ran, I ran. To the screams, sounds, direction. Uncontrollably a woman was screaming. In the pool of blood, breathless and motionless. Young life untimely ended. Head oozing blood from gunshot wounds. Multiple chest stabbings, inter alia cause of death. The perpetrator was my son, and I kept my silence. Bang, bang, bang. Sounds of killing guns in the sky. We're living with monsters. Screams from neighborhood I heard, disturbing my deep night sleep. I went neighborhood to police. Bleeding and her virginity stolen. Sleeping on that tiny little bed. Oh, poor little girl gang raped. One of the monsters was my neighbor, and I kept my silence. Bang, bang, bang. Sounds of killing guns in the sky. We're living with monsters. Bang, bang, bang. Sounds of killing guns in the sky. We're living with monsters. Shall I keep this silence? Body parts scattered in the sugarcane fields. Body parts of young women and children. Bodies of sexually molested young girls. The serial killer was in the house. I knew who he was, and I kept my silence. Bang, bang, bang. Sounds of killing guns in the sky. We're living with monsters. How long, how long, how long shall I keep this silence? Across the street, spinning tires ahead. By force of gun, car was stolen. In my garage, I saw it packed. My son was one of the hijackers, and I kept my silence. My son was one of the hijackers. A breadwinner lying dead by the roadside, and I kept my silence. Bang, bang, bang. Sound of killing guns in the sky. We're living with monsters. How long, how long? How long, how long, how long shall I keep this silence? Another man in the beautiful blue uniform, as I see a man crossing the highway speeding, bearing a revolver in the arm. Another man dying on duty. Another one critical in the intensive care unit. Another one critical in the intensive care unit. And a soon-to-be widow reeling in shock. Bang, bang, bang. Sounds of killing guns in the sky. We're living with monsters. How long shall I keep this silence? How long shall I keep this silence? Another man in the beautiful blue uniform, as I see a man crossing the highway speeding, bearing a revolver in the arm, and another man of law dying on duty, another one critical in the intensive care unit, and the soon-to-be widow reeling in shock. Bang, bang, bang! Sounds of killing guns in the sky. We're living with monsters. How long, how long? How long, how long? How long shall I keep this silence? How long, how long? How long, how long? How long shall I keep this silence?
Responded to the massacres with the slogan, "Mobilize, don't mourn." Massive strike action brought the apartheid state to a standstill. This song was sung by the people as they faced the bullets of the police and soldiers. It says, "Don't be afraid, go forward. We are not far from freedom."
Aya ngikaza,
aya ngikaza, aya saba magwa.
Ati kungono,
sibuyele muva.
Aya ngikaza,
aya ngikaza,
aya ngikaza,
aya saba magwa.
Ati kungono,
sibuyele muva.
Kinisela,
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 ni
makawe,
segu seduze, la posi ya kona.
Kinisela.
Aya ngikaza,
aya saba magwana,
ati kungono,
sibuyele muva
ayangikaza
ayangikaza
athi kungcono
athi kungcono sibuyele muva
ayangikaza
ayangikaza.
Remember the agony years, will they ever pass? Tears and blood like rain, but we are still bleeding. This deluge dampened our fathers, diluted our mother's milk, rendered tepid the heat of young sons. The land waxed fat on plunder. Investors reaped thick harvest, a thieves' rule keyed to chains. Man-bone hewn for paving stone, the marrow served as mortar. Man's sweat grew concrete towers, and muscle nourished millionaires. Now looking back becalmed, piercing with sharp black eyes, standing armed on our own ground, firm on our feet of steel, we assess both cause and toll, and cost the sacred path from casualty to liberty.
Back in 3 months. It's been 6 years now, and I haven't seen him since.
My brother has been in prison for 5 years now. They say he stole something, and that he is a vagrant. What could he do in that cold, cold city? There's no work.
A tender 10-year-old disappeared to all Spain. It said that some poor took him to his farm to work. Poor Kavelani.
Many of our men work as night watchmen, risking their lives while guarding the white man's buildings and money. How long will this go on for?
Yes, they don't sleep home all week, carrying night soil the whole night through to enhance their meager wages.
They are all gone, swallowed by the deep man-made holes of Johannesburg, in search of gold and diamonds, for fat-bellied bourgeois like Oppenheimer, leaving our families broken, without a penny to spend.
Kaya bagulindile, kaya bagulindile.
Now more than ever, the simplest gestures are our best protection to fight the virus. That's why we need to continue following basic health measures, such as keeping a 2-meter distance from others, wearing a mask and washing our hands regularly. Avoid travel and non-essential trips. And if you develop symptoms, be sure to get tested promptly and follow self-isolation guidelines. See all of the measures in place at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Stay tuned to the Mothership Cassette Archives, celebrating 25 years of funky revolutions. We continue with part 8 of our series on soul and exile in South Africa, and we end the program with a short visit from ARAD, a Montreal-based group doing Moroccan gospel, nominated for a Juno in 2015 and 2018 as World Music Group here in Canada on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. This is Funky Revolutions with myself, Khalid. We have been continuing. This is part 8 of the development of soul, funk, and jazz in South Africa. This is our last part, a little bit on the soul elements, although a little bit less of it, as it were. We're going to return to in time in the course of the next few weeks, but I wanted to return to this decade we examined last week, looking at soul music from 76 to the mid-80s, where disco had a huge influence and soul became more highly produced and sophisticated in South Africa. But we had marked the politicization of youth movement and black consciousness movement in the 1970s, the Soweto massacres of students protesting against the introduction and obligatory use of Afrikaner in education in the poor system offered for black South Africans. That was a really transition period of